It's time now for this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. And we go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. How are we doing, my friend?
Hey, doing great, Joel. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, buddy. Take it away. What have you got for us?
Okay, well, the trails are open for walking, hiking, running, and biking. The bike course, we'll talk about in just a second, will be signed, and it will be officially have an official opening. But you can, with very much care, that's, some sections of it are open, but be very careful if you're out there. We're still doing a few construction on a couple little bridge areas. You know, we've got about 2 miles from outside of from downtown Elkin out to the end, but actually the whole loop is close to 5 miles if you go from downtown, go out and make the big loop, and then come back to town. We've got the, of course, we got that's part of the Mountain to Sea Trail that everybody's heard about and where we're working. That overlaps with the Overmount Victory Trail, which is a pretty nice walk from the Library Bridge down to the Yadkin and then up the Yadkin River for a while. It's a short little walk, but there are lots of birds, and it's pretty right down there by the river. So it's a good time for walking. You could actually start at the general store down near Rhythm on Main. There's that whimsical trail sign down there. Signs are created by the Elkin High School art students. Adam Bashirs, appreciate that. Heavy rock work was done by Eric DeLager, and Duke Power put up the pole for us, and the town staff is looking out, and along with the trails, but they're looking out for it. Keeping it clean and pretty. People, a lot of people taking pictures down there now as they come into town. We've got everybody has probably been down to see the new murals that are there, especially the Trail Town mural. And a lot, we got a lot to thank Laura Gaylord for. She's been doing a great job with keeping up with what's up in Elkin and getting activities out. We're going to be working with her a lot more this year. There's also the Daniel Boone Granite Bronze Arrowhead that we actually was supposed to be there in 1921, but our group found out it had not gotten there, and so we got a 4,000-pound block of granite and had it napped into an arrowhead and then got a bronze plate made to go inside the rock, and that's pretty cool if you're just walking downtown. Then, of course, between the Elkin Library and walk over that way towards the Galway Episcopal Church, there's 550 feet, but it's a really beautiful little stretch through there, and walk on through the park, and all of this is wheelchair accessible. It's easy walking, or electric wheelchair can make it. And from there, you go to the ENA smokestack, and from there, it's about a 3 mile round trip walk. It's pretty cool if you want to make the loop. You go past the shoe factory dam, go over two big bridges, 140 feet, 178 feet, a number of small bridges, walking around the bike loop that's coming, and that's on the other side of the Elkin Creek. When that's signed by the park and signed off, we'll be ready to have that open. The bikes will be going one way, and foot traffic will be going the other way, so they won't run up, surprise somebody from behind. So that's going to be pretty cool. Sandy and I walked a lot of this trail yesterday, and I really encourage people to go out and take a look. In the next 8 months, we're going to be working on a wheelchair access, you know, from Crater Park and the new Elkin Heritage Art and Trail Center to our main trail, and then we'll be surveying new trail, coursing east out of Elkin towards the Mitchell River. So what we've done recently, you can check us out on Facebook, and the best place to look. But you get on the website, too, and a lot of options to volunteer or be a part or stay informed. But we just finished 1.1 miles of new trail between Brookfall Dairy Road and Carter Mill Road, put up bridges of 12, 15, and 28 feet. Got a bunch of people who have worked on that. We've got to move one fence over a bit, and a couple of sections of fence, and then the trail will be ready to go, but you can actually go out and walk and see it. Just be careful. Some of that fence that you'll be near is electrified because there are cattle on the other side, but it's really pretty down in there. So Herb McDonald, Jason Taylor, Bob Hillier, Jerry Bird, Don Pickett, Tommy Gifford, Greg Perdue, Jimmy Chappell, Nick Joe, and Denise Holt. I'll just shout out a few names if you don't mind. Anna Blackwelder, Richard Moore, Bob and Harper Lee, Liver, Maya Schweiker, Frank and Daniel Patterson, Scott Poindexter, Mike Bovender, Jerry and June Ward, Crystal and Madeline Morphis, Joanna Hutchison, Nathan Beauregard, Ray Ruckles, just a few that have worked out there. We're coming down to the last here. Thanks to the JCs for donating money to build that mountain bike entrance in the bluff. That's going to be quite amazing. Joe Walker for Limnus Equipment, Ken and Patricia Nix for providing an electric golf cart and maybe two to transport people who have difficulty walking on the trail, and Will Moore at Surry County for making our maps for us. Dee Neal's leading the EVT effort with Eris Ball, Laura Gaylord, Bob Hillier, Joe Hicks, Leslie Slender, Laura Gaylord. There we go. We're going to have the Mount DeCie Trail meeting in Elkin in March, and 24th, 25th. So it's helped a lot of people come out and join us for a lot of activities. So, have any questions coming up?
I believe that's got it, my friend.
Looks like I can answer.
I believe that's got it. Special thanks to Salem Oral Surgery with Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringeman with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Dr. Bill Blackley, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.